You might say the life of Will Radler blossomed in 2000. It was the year his first knockout bush rose hit the market. But Radler says his passion took root before he was born. His mother was an avid flower gardener.
She told the story repeatedly that the reason why I got into plants is because when she was pregnant, she did so much gardening.
An interest in art coursed through his veins, too. Perhaps naturally, Radler wound up working for the Milwaukee County Park System. Eventually, it was on to the Berner Botanical Gardens, where he says his job was to
give people a little bit of heaven, a little bit of paradise, a place to come and forget about the rest of the world and just see gorgeous plant life.
Until his retirement in 1994.
Now, thanks to the money that I've gotten from royalties from Knockout, I'm able to create my own little botanic garden with my small staff of 9 part and full-time people.
So do you want to, can you give me a tour?
Of course.
Or is it too massive? Should we start?
Radler hesitates. The question is where to begin.
We could go around this way. Let's go around this way.
His 2-acre parcel fuses garden and park.
This is Rose Boot Camp.
On the sultry day I visited, a sea of 1,600 happy-looking rose plants cascade before our eyes. Radler and his team raise hundreds from seed in his basement every year.
And then we replace roses in the boot camp with these new seedlings. So every year we're getting rid of 300 to 500 old roses to make room for the new ones.
Radler shares the key for creating resilient rose bushes. You've got to be brutal. The plant likes high and dry, so Radler applies the opposite.
My garden is in lowland. It's moist. It's do come early and leave late. It's the hot of the hot and the cold of the cold. When Mitchell Fields says, our high today is so-and-so, it's always higher here and more unpleasant. Roses don't like heat.
At night, overhead irrigation soaks the plants, whether they're thirsty or not. Radler collects diseased leaves from the garden, dries them, and then grinds them to a fine powder.
And then when the roses are covered with dew in the morning, we sprinkle this powder all over. We try to do that a couple times a year to make sure we've got good distribution of the disease organism.
Radler also plays with hues and fragrances.
Other roses that have a quality that I want to add to my breeding program, I'll incorporate other roses to bring in things that my roses don't have. Like, I can't wait to introduce the first vermilion-colored knockout. I don't have it yet, but I'm still working on it.
When I met him, Radler had successfully brought 23 varieties of roses to market. Since then, he's released 2 more. Radler also has his fingers in projects far beyond this 2-acre operation. He's working with a team in France. Their goal is to breed a yellow rose that does not fade. The horticulture company Radler works with is keen to cultivate such a variety.
They want one that's boldly yellow, and they want it quickly. So I've got a lot of yellows. There's a yellow back there, but I don't think they'd call it a knockout.
The hybridizing business can only be pushed to a certain velocity. If they flourish under Radler's grueling process, roses are then subjected to 8 years of trial before they hit the marketplace. The longer I wander Radler's world, the more I think it might not be the abuse his roses respond to, but his love.
Like, look at this multicolored one here. Isn't that cool?
It
starts out gold and it ends pink.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.
99-129.1. We nicknamed it Pink Swirl.